All right. When I smell patchouli here in the studio, I know it's time for Local First with Michelle Lonergan on 1450 WHTC. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Red. You have great olfactory talents.
Yes, well, I do.
You do. What can you say about that?
All right. And I see you have yet another guest with you today.
I do. I am thrilled to have Dr. Karen Nagelkirk in the studio this morning from Van Dorn Hearing Care. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good
morning,
Red.
How are you this
morning? I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, Dr. Nagelkirk, Karen, may I call you Karen?
Yes, you sure can.
Is with Van Dorn Hearing Care. Now, Karen, I would love to hear more about Van Dorn Hearing Care. How did it come about?
I have been an audiologist for about 37 years. We sold some practices about 5 years ago. I decided I didn't like to be retired and came back to do what I love,
excellent,
which is audiology. So my son and I set up a practice on the north side of Holland, and we've been there for about 3 years.
Excellent. I think that's so cool that you practice with your son.
He's good.
That's great.
He knows a lot about technology, and he's kind of blowing me out of the water with that, so we're a good team.
Terrific. That's great. So what exactly do you do at Van Dorn Hearing Care? What is audiology?
Audiology is the assessment of hearing for children and adults, those with hearing loss. We treat hearing loss with amplification. We make referrals to physicians when we need to.
Okay.
And about 80 to 90% of hearing loss is typically sensory neural in nature, meaning amplification is the best thing you could possibly have.
I see. So what sets you apart? What is unique about your practice?
Our practice has been developed over these 30 years to try and make a holistic approach,
okay,
and engage the families involved with the hearing loss. So we have to fit amplification appropriately. We
right.
have to verify it. We have to measure it. And then we need to assess whether or not it's working. And that last stage is what makes us very different. No one wants to be left out. And we need to make sure communication is working for everybody.
I think that's great. So you involve the entire family.
We need to. That's the only way to make it work.
That's great. I think that's fantastic. So we were talking earlier before the show, and we were talking about education and follow-up services. So why is that so important in the hearing world?
Your ears change, your hearing changes, the amplification needs to be adjusted periodically. We like to see patients every year, well, twice a year, but every year to check their hearing and then reset the hearing instruments to make sure that they're still getting the excellent benefit that they're getting. We do real ear measurements, which is actually putting a probe microphone down at the ear,
okay,
to test to make sure that they're okay. So we want those hearing instruments to last. We want to make sure that they're taking good care of them. We want to clean them and check them and get the longest benefit we can possibly get out of them.
Great. And I also hear you're a big supporter of hearing loops.
Hearing loops are the greatest way to hear far world. So you can hear your grandkids on the stage, your children on the stage.
Nice.
If they're at a play, you can hear the minister. You can go to Grand Rapids Symphony. You can even go to a cab in New York City and be able to be looped.
That's
so
incredible.
That you can hear. Yeah, it's
great.
Cool.
And I hear that new hearing devices have Bluetooth capability. Is that right?
Yes. Bluetooth for microphones, Bluetooth for TV, Bluetooth for your cell phone so you can hear it in both ears. You can even, some of the new ones are water resistant. They're also can zoom sideways or backwards so you can hear your kids in the back of the car.
Wow. So there have been a lot of developments in the
hearing.
Yeah, and
they're tiny. They're
small.
That's
amazing. That's so cool. Now, you were telling me some exciting new development, something called the Michigan Technology Fund.
The Michigan Technology Fund is something I just found out about where you can get a loan. If you have a hearing problem, a vision problem, a breathing problem, a walking problem, it's money that's available from the state of Michigan and the federal government where you can get a very low cost loan, like 4.5% at this point, and amortize the cost of those hearing aids for 5 to 7 years. So it's a fixed rate, it's guaranteed.
That's
and
fantastic.
It's available.
That is good. That is good for the audience to know.
Yeah.
So tell me what all your contact information is, Karen. Do you have a Facebook page?
Facebook at vandornhearing.com.
Okay. And you have a website?
Our website is vandornhearing.com.
Great. Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Van Dorn spelled D-O-O-R-N-E. And where are you located?
We're located at 391 Garden Avenue, right across from Lakewood Family Medicine.
Phone?
616-796-9387.
Excellent. Well, Karen, it's been wonderful to talk to you this morning. We've been talking with Dr. Karen Nagelkirk of Van Dorn Hearing Care. And you've been listening to the Local First segment on WHTC. If you have any questions about Local First, just check us out on the web at localfirst.com.